This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin. Davies. Tax Day has been put off April 18th this year, so citizens nationwide have a few extra days to file their taxes before that deadline. Eligible taxpayers, persons with disabilities, or those with limited English-speaking abilities can get help from the IRS-certified volunteers at the National Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, or VITA. And in San Antonio, VITA is vital to helping people here maximize their income tax returns and helping San Antonio as a city, as a macro economy, get a stimulus through this effort. We're talking about how San Antonio residents can best prepare for this tax season, what they can learn for next season, what can taxpayers do to protect their financial future. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking to a consumer advocate about some of the problems that consumers have going to some paid tax preparation services. But right now, let's talk about VITA, and you're welcomed into the conversation. If VITA has helped you in some way, or if you've seen them help them, or if you've been a volunteer, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. We'd love to hear your stories. 210-614-8980. With me in the studio, Sheila Anderson Ruth. She is a senior management analyst for the Department of Human Services for the City of San Antonio. And Alejandra Sanchez, she is a program director for VITA San Antonio. Welcome to The Source, both of you. It's great to have you here.
Great to be here.
Alejandra, tell me about VITA. What do they do?
Okay, so VITA stands for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. It's a program run by volunteers of San Antonio. They attend a 16-hour training course and become IRS certified to help the community in preparing their taxes. The people who are eligible for the VITA program are residents who make $60,000 or less, and they can come into one of our 19 VITA sites throughout San Antonio. There's one on each side of town. All they have to bring is their social security card and a valid ID, and we can get their taxes prepared for free. They'll get all their credits, their earned income credit, the child tax credit, education credits, and they're getting them prepared by the volunteers at the site.
And how many volunteers do you have?
So right now we recruited 1,145. Out of those, of course, it's a tier effect. So right now on town, there's over 300 volunteers helping out at the site.
So is it true that San Antonio is the largest volunteer of the city working with VITA?
Correct. Volunteer-based, yes.
So really, you've got a VITA army here in San Antonio going out there. So yeah. Let me ask you, Sheila, why is it so important for the city of San Antonio that we hit VITA hard?
So one of the main goals for the city is to increase the financial stability for the low to moderate income families in San Antonio. And amongst the many programs Department of Human Services has, VITA is one of those financial stability programs, along with financial empowerment. We also do emergency assistance. We work with clients, low to moderate income families, and fair housing. So just to keep the financial stability, keep the economy in San Antonio going and growing.
So the city sees it as important that we help the low income or the working class folks maximize their tax returns so they have more disposable income. That has a macroeconomic effect across the city. Plus, it helps individuals do things like maybe they needed a new refrigerator or some other items where they fell behind on their bills and they can catch up. So is that the view?
That is the exact view.
Okay. And so that's smart, isn't it?
Very smart.
All right, so our phone lines are open. We really would like to hear from folks that experience the VITA program. But let me ask you, Alejandra, who are these volunteers?
Oh, these volunteers range from high school students, college students, retirees, or just the working class people who just want to give back to the community. I did want to emphasize that it's a free tax preparation. So the taxpayers who are coming to use our services are getting it done for free.
And if anyone, they say, oh my gosh, free tax prep, I haven't done my taxes yet, what's the first step to try and take advantage of VITA?
Definitely go to one of our sites throughout San Antonio, and they could look up a site that's closest to them by calling 211 or visiting our website at www.vitasa.org.
So 211 is the City of San Antonio Information Service. You just hit that. It's like 911, but it's 211. You're going to get somebody online who's going to help you get the services that you provide?
Correct, through United Way, yes.
Okay, so you get all these volunteers. How do I know that these volunteers are trained and properly vetted?
Because they do have to have on them their certification badge that shows what level of certification they have, and it is signed off by an instructor, an IRS instructor.
So, but is there some sort of ethics training or code?
Yes.
What is that?
So they have the volunteer standards of conduct training that each volunteer needs to pass in order to even go to the next level of training, which is their tax law training, the basic and advanced.
And so there's some assurance that the person who's in front of me that I'm giving my most personal data to, that's my social security number, my income, my name, my wife's name, all this stuff, that I know that this person is going to be totally, you know, not going to run off that information.
No, definitely not. No, they have to take that volunteer standards of conduct. And in that standards of conduct, it does show that it is client confidentiality.
And they've been screened and all that.
Correct.
But so it seems interesting that you would have so many volunteers here in San Antonio to do this important program, a volunteer-driven program like this. How do y'all go about getting all these people?
We do a mass recruitment effort. So we have coordinators that go out to churches, organizations, corporations to get these volunteers wrangled in. And some of them actually are taxpayers who have used VITA and saw how much of a big impact they've done, and they want to give out to their community. So they come back and they get certified so they can give back to the community.
And Sheila, we talked about tax credits and how important tax credits are, making sure people take advantage of them. And so from the view as the Department of Human Services from the City of San Antonio, how do you see, you know, why is that important?
Because as you stated earlier, when they take advantage and they we are getting their most use of all of their tax credits that they're available, they're eligible for, it helps them, you know, like you said, pay for those bills. It helps them with their children's school expenses. They may have a car that's broken down. There may be a family that's near living paycheck to paycheck and almost near homelessness, and those credits can help them to be able to catch up on their rent or pay their rent or mortgage in their house, because these credits are up to anywhere from up to $3,000 to $8,000. So that's a large impact on families here in San Antonio.
So we've heard from a lot over the years, a lot of conservative folks have said the best way to provide assistance to low income is through tax credits. And that's how we can help alleviate the burden of tax on our labor force or on our working class people. We heard earlier in the hour in the newscast with Senator Ted Cruz talking about ditching income tax and moving towards a national sales tax. People have said that's a regressive tax that hurts the poor the most because they're the biggest consumers, and that takes off and shifts the tax burden further onto them. Things like tax credits our way to help the working class the most. That's directly.
Directly, yes.
Okay, all right. So that's interesting that we're able to talk about that a little bit. We're going to go to a break, and we come back, we'll talk more about VITA in San Antonio, this Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Preparation Program, 19 VITA sites across the city. There are two mobile units located across the city, a free basic tax preparation service to anyone who earns up to $60,000 a year. And they're going to stay open until April 18th, up to the deadline. More about that when we come back from the break. Call in 210-614-8980. You're listening to Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. This is The Source. I'm David Martin Davies. The Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program in San Antonio provides free basic tax preparation services to eligible residents. What steps can taxpayers take to take advantage of this service and to protect their financial future? Let me ask our first guest, Sheila Anderson-Ruth, a senior management analyst for the Department of Human Services, City of San Antonio. Have you done your taxes yet?
I have not. My husband is working on those taxes as we speak.
Okay, and Alejandra Sanchez, Program Director for VITA San Antonio. You done your taxes yet?
I have not. I'm with Sheila, but all I just have to do is press submit, and I'll be on there.
So, folks, if you have not done, I'm working on mine right now. I talked to my tax lady last night, and we're working on that. And so you're not alone. If you haven't done your taxes yet, you don't have to, you know, don't beat up on yourself. Just got to get it done by April 18th this year. So, Sheila Anderson, Ruth, I mean, how is this going to work out with Easter and all that? Are certain places going to be closed? How's that work?
So there's going to be two locations that will be closed on Friday for Good Friday, and those locations are the Guadalupe Community Center and the St. Philip's College. All Vita sites will be open on Saturday, and those Vita sites that are scheduled to be open on Easter Sunday, which are primarily the libraries, the Bazan, Westfall, the Thousand Oaks Library, and the Henry Getter Library will be open on Easter Sunday.
Okay, and let me take a caller. The number is 210-614-8980, and Gina. And hi, Gina. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks. I just wanted to call in and say, for any listeners out there just hearing about Vita for the first time, that I've used the service several times over the years and have found it to be extremely helpful. Most of the time, the volunteers who have helped me have been retired CPAs, so they definitely knew their stuff, and it was very helpful.
All right, Gina, I appreciate you calling in and giving that that endorsement there. I guess that's an endorsement.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gina.
So when how long does it take to go through a typical a tax workout with a Vita volunteer?
It usually ranges. So if it's just a basic W-2, you know, single person, you can be out of there within 15 minutes. You know, if you have a...
Are they coming in with a 1040 EZ or
it ranges from everything. So we do see people with just a 1040 EZ, which is a basic W-2, to all the way to people who are itemizing. The itemizing, of course, takes a little bit longer. I would say about 30, 45 minutes. But
yes.
It just ranges per tax return.
So itemizing, that's like you've got to have a lot of deductions and stuff. And if not, then you just take the standard deduction.
Correct.
Right.
But then you figure out there are certain things you can deduct if you have receipts and you
yes.
can back it all up. So what happens if a person goes to Vita and they get their taxes done and it's all Jake and sent off, and then later on they get that letter from the IRS and they're saying, hey buddy, we need to take another look at these numbers, you got too cute here. Is Vita provide any follow-up?
Yes, we do have 2 year-round tax clinics. It's going to start in May. And at the year-round tax clinics, we do prior year tax returns, amendments, as well as ITIN applications. And in those tax clinics, we can definitely assist these and consult them.
And, you know, some people, you know, they kind of fall off the grid. Maybe they forgot to do the taxes for a couple of years, and they're afraid. They know they got to get back into the program. They know they need to pay their taxes. Maybe they, you know, something happened to them over the past couple of years. How helpful can you be in trying to help them get back into the system?
We will be glad to help them. The one thing is that when people have anything to do with the IRS, there's always nerves and there's always fear. But we're there from May to September to help them with any back taxes. We're also on the phones with the IRS tax advocates to answer any specific questions or to relay any information that we need to specifically put on their income taxes, and we're there to help them. We've had people that come to our tax clinics, which the two tax clinics are the Guadalupe Community Center and the Frank Garrett Multi-Service Center. They've come into those centers with back taxes all the way to 2008, and we've been able to help them. This year, there will be a little difference because the IRS has purchased new software, and we won't be able to go back that far. So right now, we're only able to go back to 2003, but we can assist them with getting them connected to a tax advocate with the IRS to help them with those back year taxes.
So overall, by having such a robust Vita setup we have in San Antonio and helping so many people, how does this help the local economy, Sheila?
It brings back the money and back over $60 million back into our economy annually.
$60 million. But wouldn't these people just have gone someplace else to one of these corner places or done the taxes themselves?
A lot of people, we have people that call us with questions. They're attempting to do their own taxes. We also have what we call a FSA, which is a facilitated self-assistance tax center at the neighborhood place, where you can call in for those tax questions when you're trying to do them on your own. For those taxpayers that usually frequent the mom and pops on the corners, or even sometimes the H&R Blocks and the Jackson Hewitts, at one point or another, we often see them. Most of the times, H&R Block, we have experience is that when they have the questions, or when IRS comes and says, hey, we need to look at those taxes a little bit more, they actually send them over to us because we're free. And so if you go to one of those mom and pops or the H&R Block, they're going to charge you for each tax form that they file. And so we don't. It's a free service for the taxpayer.
Right. So, and those mom and pop tax places, they're only open a couple of months out of the year. I know H&R Block and Jackson Hewitt, they do have offices that are around open year round in San Antonio. And you do pay for support if you do get audited or have some letters sent to you. They're available to help you. That's part. But the average person in the United States that pays for tax preparation services pays $300 a year. That's the average person. So compare that to, and then also if they're using one of these mom and pop places, they're paying a high interest loan with fees in order to get that refund back in that pocket immediately. Y'all don't do that. You help people get their refund. How long does it take them to get their refund, Alejandra?
It's taking about 7 to 10 days. Or it takes up to 21 days if it's a little, you know, more difficult. But I kind of wanted to piggyback on Fashila because we actually saved taxpayers last year over $8 million in preparation fees that helped go back to the taxpayer and into the pocket and back into our community.
And so people don't have to pay for that. What about people who get those little boxes, the TurboTax type things, you know? TurboTax versus Vida. What's the upside, Alejandra?
So the things that I've seen a lot more this year than prior years is I've noticed that at the end when they're finishing their TurboTax, they're asking for their adjusted gross income from the prior year in 2015. And a lot of people don't have that amount because either they lost the paperwork or
they're just like
they
me.
Just don't remember.
I can't keep track of everything.
So in that case, is they come to us because, I mean, we don't necessarily need that number. It's always good to have their last year's tax return because if there is a big discrepancy, we can compare, you know, numbers from last year to this year and see either what's higher or what's lower.
Sure. So the TurboTax, they asked for that number in order to prevent fraud and identity theft. There's people out there that will disguise themselves as you and then get your tax refund before you file your taxes. But because you show up at VITA, you have your ID, you have your face, and you show in your Social Security card, and that prevents that from happening. So
yes,
it helps to have someone in front of you who is a certified tax preparer do that work for you.
Correct.
And it's free.
Correct.
Okay, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We want to thank all our awesome listeners. We have the best public radio listeners in the world, and they have helped us through an amazing pledge drive. Pledge drive's still going on, but you guys are so awesome. It's just great to have you here in San Antonio supporting public radio. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this. Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about Tax Day. We've been talking about the Volunteer Income Tax Preparation Tax Assistance Program here in San Antonio, VITA. They're providing free assistance for people who want to take care of their taxes. They make less than $60,000 a year. But a lot of people choose not to go to VITA. They choose to go to paid tax preparation services. That might be a good fit for them. They may need to realize that VITA is there for them as well, but they need to know what they're getting into when they go to a paid tax preparation service. Michael Best is the Senior Policy Advocate for the Consumer Federation of America. They completed a study recently looking at these services and what kind of service they actually provide. And Michael Best, first question is, everyone else has asked answered this question, have you done your taxes yet?
I have not.
Okay.
I've had to file for an extension.
All right, then. So you're fine. Just wanted to know you're in good company. Okay. So people who go to tax preparation services, like what are we talking about? What did you look at in your study?
So our most recent study, this is our second poll. So one of the things we're actually looking at is what people sort of think what kind of standards do people think there should be for paid preparers, and do they know what kind of standards exist? So what we found 2 years in a row is that 4 out of 5 respondents in a national poll believe that paid tax preparers should have to pass a competency test, be licensed, and provide a list of fees before completing a tax return. Unfortunately, only 4 states require any of these any standards in terms of sort of a test or education. And so this year we also added a question asking people, do you believe that either the state or the federal government requires any tax preparers to be licensed? And 68% actually thought that either the federal government or the state required some kind of licensing, which isn't true. Again, there are only 4 states that have any kind of standards, New York, Oregon, Maryland, in California. So what we've been kind of looking at, generally speaking, is, what do people think there should be and the disconnect between what there actually is. So people think that their standards are a good thing, and people think that there are standards, and there are, unfortunately. So I think they're going to paid tax preparers, who aren't credentialed, who aren't an attorney or a CPA or something like that, and they don't realize that there are not necessarily any competency standards in place to protect them.
So basically anyone in those remaining states can hang up a shingle or spray paint on the side of their house that I prepare taxes and come get your taxes done here, and they're cool. They're fine.
That's right. And it appears from our polling data that a lot of people think – don't realize they just put up a shingle without any kind of sort of, base level of competency there.
So what happens when people go to a tax preparation service? Y'all did an investigation or y'all looked at an investigation into what kind of results people get?
So, yeah, I mean, there are a series of mystery shopper reports going back nearly 10 years now, done both by consumer groups and the government, that show a really high rate of errors by paid preparers. I mean, as high as a recent one, as high as 90%. So there are a lot of problems with quality that we see in this. And we know there's a high instance of use, too. So sort of the high instance of use, the high instance of problems that we see through all the mystery shopping data that we have, the public support for some kind of standards, and in fact the public belief that there are standards, makes us really feel like, sort of we need to change this industry a little bit. We need to introduce some kind of basic competency standards around annual education and competency testing.
The issue might be that if you do install some sort of mandatory standards for paid tax preparers, that suddenly those standards become so high that you create a shortage of these people, and it becomes more difficult to do your taxes correctly and on time.
I mean, I don't think anyone's really asking for there to be this, super high bar to entry. I mean, I think people are talking about, some sort of basic, tax knowledge, some kind of continuing education every year to make sure that folks are keeping up with sort of the ever-changing tax code, and some basic testing. And we work both at the federal and the state level on this. So, I mean, states could also look for the best, sort of fit for themselves as they impose this. I mean, you have 4 states. They have varying, levels of requirements and how they implement that. So there's nothing about having some kind of really – basic consumer standards in and of itself that's going to sort of roil the market. I think it's really just going to make it so that, the sort of the least capable, preparers out there are going to be rightly barred. No one wants to see your good actor sort of mom and pop store excluded because of this. I mean, but if they know their business, it's not going to be a huge hardship, right, to do a little bit of continuing education. Hopefully they'll be grateful that it's easier to get that now, and then pass a basic test, right, if they know their business.
So as of right now, in these remaining states, the four states you mentioned, even someone with a criminal record, even someone who has been convicted of embezzlement or something like that, they could become a tax preparer, paid tax preparer?
So far as I know, I mean, there is no licensure, so there's no one checking to see whether you're suitable to engage in that business or not. That's right.
Frequently people go to these paid tax preparers and they see a low price that is printed like, hey, come in, we'll do your taxes for, a fixed price. But then when they walk in the door, suddenly that price goes up. There's a bait and switch with now, oh, we need these other forms. We're going to have to charge you for those too. And then also they say, oh, we can give you your return immediately. We can put that money in your pocket today. But people are not aware that they're actually paying for a high interest, a high fee loan for money that if they just waited 4 to 5 days, they would have gotten the entire refund to begin with.
Right. I mean, we definitely recommend that people think long and hard about using any kind of tax time financial product. You know, I mean, as you just said, they can be unnecessarily expensive, and they're not necessarily, I mean, depending on the product, even any faster. That's exactly right. So we definitely recommend that people sort of steer clear of that. And then, as you mentioned on the pricing, I mean, this is definitely an industry where the price is all over. It's all over the place. The mystery shopper data that I talked about, that's one of the findings that you see in there, too. So in a mystery shopping scenario, right, you establish a fact pattern. They go in to different preparers with the same fact pattern and ask for a price and an answer, and you'll see the price varying hundreds of dollars between different preparers. So that's a real issue, too, that we'd love to see with any kind of, you know, minimum standards, that there was some kind of you know, requirement to post, you know, in public and in writing exactly what the fee is going to be for the forms they're going to need. It's kind of upfront discussion that lets people comparison shop in a meaningful way.
Also, the paid tax preparation industry has grown into a multi-billion dollar industry, and it's in their best interest that taxes can become as complicated as possible in order to make their services in demand. We've read that they are lobbying D.C. in order to make sure that taxes, it is a complicated thing to do.
That I don't know anything about, I must say. I mean, I will say that some people in the tax preparer and the larger industry are supportive of minimum standards to sort of, you know, create an even playing field and weed out, you know, some really bad actors. But in terms of, like, lobbying to keep the code complicated, actually, I haven't read about that.
Okay, so what do you recommend that consumers do, smart consumers?
Well, so I know you have on Representative for Vida. So the first thing we recommend you do is, if you're eligible, go to Vida. There's no reason for you to pay for this service. If you're eligible, to have it done free by a volunteer who has been trained, who has passed a competency test. So, you know, there are actually standards at the Vida sites. It's a wonderful program. And so, number one, if you're eligible, go to Vida.
But let me interrupt you. So you're saying going to a free Vida site, you're more likely to get a better product than you are than going to a paid establishment.
That's right, yeah. I mean, unless, and here, and again, we're always talking about unenrolled preparers. I'm not talking about people who are CPAs or attorneys, you know, or enrolled agents, but that's right, exactly, that's right. I mean, I think Vida is a great program, and so you already have a free service that has the kind of minimum standards that I'm talking about in place.
So you're saying, so if someone's got someone standing on the corner in a foam a Statue of Liberty outfit, are they more likely to do your taxes, you know, correctly or
well,
not?
Well, I can't speak to any specific chain, but I think generally speaking, right. I mean, that's the, you know, from a policy perspective, Vida absolutely has. We know that if you go to a Vida site, you're dealing with someone who's been trained and has passed a test. So I think you're always in good hands there, and it's free, right?
Okay, and so your next point that a consumer should know about.
Right. So, I mean, so if your answer is, are you eligible for Vida, and the answer is yes, then you should go to a Vida or an AARP site if you're eligible for that. I think if the answer is no, then the next question should be, do you live in California, Maryland, New York, or Oregon? If you do, then you know that there are some standards, and you can feel confident that your paid preparer has met, you know, some kind of competency standard, and that's a good thing. If you don't live in one of those states, then what we recommend to do is find a credentialed tax preparer on the IRS website. So you can go to the IRS.com, and you can use their tool and search by zip code or address to find someone who has some kind of credential near you to do it, whether it's a CPA, an attorney, an enrolled agent, or someone who's completed the IRS annual filing season program. So there is a voluntary IRS program that tax preparers can engage in to get to pass a test, get some continuing education, and differentiate themselves. So we recommend going to that and using that tool.
What about people who go to the get the software? You know, that you buy at the store for 20 or 30 bucks and work off that. I mean, how is that advisable?
I don't have any sort of strong feelings on that. I mean, I don't do my own taxes that way because I don't feel confident that I can do them. But I think that's an individual choice. I mean, I'm more focused on the standards for the people that you're paying.
Well, it seems like people aren't aware that there are free services from the IRS, electronic filing as well. That there's a lot happening on that paid software that you get at the big box store that is free, available to you. That you really don't need that.
No, I mean, I guess that's right. I mean, if you have, especially I think if your taxes are very simple, I mean, there are a lot more options as they get more complex and you need more help. I mean, it gets to be sort of a more difficult situation. And, you know, I think that's just a personal choice people are going to make. Are they going to need help by going to VITA or going to a paid preparer, or are they going to go the software route? But I think you're right. At the base level, if you just have, say, a W-2, there are some easier options. That's right.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Our phone lines are open. We want to hear your stories of filing taxes online or going to a paid preparation site. Did you feel like you were treated fairly and all things worked out for you? Good stories, or maybe you have a horror story to tell us. We'd love to hear that one, too. Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. This is The Source on your public radio station in San Antonio, KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Have you done your taxes? We found out that our guest and myself, we're still working on these taxes, but we know we've got till April 18th to get it all worked out. So, no sweat, plenty of time, right? What questions do you have about taking advantage of the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program in San Antonio? They provide free basic tax preparation services to eligible recipients, residents here in the San Antonio area. Give us a call if you got a question or a comment. The number is 210-614-8980. And so, Alejandro, we know that you have the requirement of $60,000 for the income cap, but you also provide services for people who are disabled?
Correct.
So if you make more than $60,000 but you're disabled, are these mutually?
No, so if you make $60,000 or less and disabled, I mean, we do have services where we're able to assist you with.
Okay, and you have people who are not proficient in English language?
Correct. So if they don't have a social security number, we do have Spanish speakers throughout our VITA sites. We also help with I-10 applications. So those are people who don't have one, a social security number, but who still want to do their taxes. We are certifying acceptance agents to prepare the I-10 application.
So we know that there are some people who are in the country. They're not authorized to work. They're not legal residents, yet they are working and they are making an income, and they want to pay their taxes.
Correct.
And so they can go to VITA and take care of it there, right?
Correct.
And not worry about ICE showing up and
correct.
Okay, no, ICE is not involved.
No, right? No, not at all.
So Sheila Anderson Ruth from the City of San Antonio's Department of Human Services, why the $60,000 cutoff?
So there's a cutoff because of the VITA IRS grant application requirements. Only there's an income limit to the amount of income the taxpayers that we can serve.
So y'all received a grant to pull the program together, and that was the grant requirement. Is that
correct?
It? Okay. All right. A caller has called in. A number is 210-614-8980. If you want to join the conversation, like Joy did, and Joy, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I file my taxes every year on my own. I've been able to do them myself usually, but I started using TurboTax, so now I file online. And this year I became self-employed, so I needed more help. There are more forms, and found that TurboTax was able to give me what I needed. You can almost pay for as little or as much help as you want. And every form that you have to fill out or every credit that you might find, they give a lot of information on it. And so I was able to do it by myself and do it correctly.
Okay, Joy, thank you so much. And it worked out for you?
It worked out for me, and I have a lot of confidence in if there is a problem. I actually paid for them to assist me if I ever get audited, so I know that, you know, I should be fine if I ever do get audited.
Okay. All right, Joy, thank you for calling. Appreciate hearing your experience on that. And Michael Best, any reaction to Joy's experience?
No, not at all. I mean, as we discussed, I think if you feel, up for doing themselves and taking that on yourself, there's certainly nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'm mostly just concerned with being sure people understand, you know, what the requirements are, you know, for the paid preparers when they go out and take that route.
And Alejandro Sanchez, when you were self-employed, taxes get complicated suddenly because you're going to be taxed at a higher rate, but also you're going to have a lot more if you keep track of your expenses, you're going to use those to try to offset your higher income tax rate that you're going to be charged at. So anything you use for your self-employment, your vehicle, your cell phone, or whatever it is, anything you bought for your gear, your equipment, you can deduct that. So it gets so suddenly I've got a mountain of receipts, and I've got a narrative that goes into my taxes of why I should get all these deductions. If I've got this rat's nest like my taxes are, and I show up over at Vida and I say, here, help me make sense of this, can you guys do it?
Yeah, we could do the best that we can. If it's a crazy envelope, I mean, it may take a little bit of time.
Okay,
but
it's
we
not
can.
A steamer trunk full of like old paper. No, but if I come in and I have my receipts, I have it all worked out, and I can tell you what it is, and you can. But you will help people with self-employed taxes.
We do. There are some limitations on what we can and can't do, but if they definitely want to visit our Vida site, our site coordinators there can take a look before they even sign up to, you know, wait at the sites to make sure that we'll be able to assist them.
And the worst that could happen is that they could say, man, you need more help. Mm-hmm. You need to, you know, and then you didn't lose anything. It didn't cost you anything.
Correct.
All right. And you may have gotten some good advice along the way. So San Antonio has the nation's largest volunteer force for VITA. And Shelley Anderson Ruth, talk about where we're going with this. So this has been a proven success for the city of San Antonio. We want to keep on keeping on.
We do. We want to always be improve on our services and always be more innovative. We're going to take a look this up for the next 2017 season, looking at our locations, because we did lose a couple of our sites, and so we want to make sure that we get to all the surrounding areas of San Antonio. So we're going to be looking at site hours, site locations, and trying to improve our resources, and also to try to obtain and acquire a little bit more funding so that we could possibly continue the tax clinics, but also open up more tax clinics. So there'll be year-round assistance for our taxpayers in San Antonio and Bexar County.
And Alejandro Sanchez, I mean, this is a volunteer-driven program. You have some city leadership and leadership coming from many of your partners, including the United Way and Goodwill and others. But what do you do for your volunteers to show them how much you appreciate them?
Oh, well, every month we give, you know, the top volunteer a little, you know, nice little incentive gift. And at the end of the year, we have a volunteer recognition dinner for them. So that, you know, we thank them for their time, their hospitality, and basically their service to the community. So we're constantly doing things for our volunteers throughout the year.
Looking at the paperwork, it says that each volunteer does about 30 returns and is responsible for bringing about $45,000 into the local economy. So each volunteer does a lot to help the individuals in their community, make sure they're maximizing their return, they're getting everything that's due to them from the tax system, and putting money in their pocket. That's a pretty good thing.
It is. And last year, they actually, all of our volunteers volunteered over 20,000 hours to the VITA program.
And so you have mobile units? How does that work?
Correct. We have two mobile units.
So there's a mobile unit supported by the Catholic Charities Archdiocese of San Antonio, and then the city of San Antonio also has a mobile unit. So these mobile units, most people think there's like a bus or van that goes out and sits in a parking lot and does tax returns, but it's really sort of not like that. What we do is we go to companies and organizations, apartment complexes, senior citizen facilities to assist taxpayers with their tax returns. One requirement is that we have at least 15 people signed up before we attend a site on our mobile team.
You know, I remember when my dad passed and he hadn't done his taxes in a long time. And so I found like, oh, my God, what am I going to do with all this stuff? Is that something I could bring to VITA if someone in my family hadn't done their taxes and they're, you know, is that, can you help with that?
We can help with that. Most times we're seeing that a little bit more mm-hmm. this season. And most people come in, they have the power of attorney of yeah. that parent, and they'll have that information, and we're able to assist them with the prior year returns. If there are some returns that for the years that we don't have, we do connect them with the IRS local office and set appointment for them to go in and finish up those prior year returns as well.
So y'all can act as a liaison with these complicated issues, and you know who to call. Because if you don't know who to call, you run into a buzzsaw pretty quick. I want to thank both of our guests, Sheila Anderson Ruth and Alejandro Sanchez from the VITA program. And also online on the phone here is Michael Best, Senior Policy Advocate for the Consumer Federation of America. It's great to have you as we probably wait to the last minute to do our taxes, all of us. And I want to thank all of our listeners. We have the best public radio listeners in America. Thank you for supporting us during this pledge drive. It's been the best pledge drive ever. And I'm expecting to hear some really good news coming up today. And this is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for listening.